Shark Dropper Studios presents to you Top 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, welcome to Shark Dropper's Top 5. My name is Robert Lamb, and I'm not necessarily the host for this episode, but, wow, yeah, as JJ makes a few noises over there, we have Jose Caraballo here, or JJ, and he's going to host this episode, but I kind of wanted to come on and just say that if you've been listening to Shark Dropper's Top 5, you'll notice that we've been kind of mixing it up with guests and hosts and all that kind of stuff ever since Jonathan had to back out as host a while back, and me and John were still doing it with other members of the Shark Dropper team, like Kyle Appleyard and now Jose. Kyle just did one right before this one, which was a wrestler podcast, to introduce two other guys who now have a podcast under the Shark Dropper label. So that's why you're hearing so many different ones, but we figure, you know, it's Shark Dropper's Top 5. Whoever in the Shark Dropper team can do a Top 5, we do a Top 5, and some of us know more about, you know, certain subjects than others. I did a Top 5 Pokemon, and John and Kyle did not really want to be a part of that one. Same with Jonathan. So that's why we're doing just different ones, and you'll hear us. I'll be on a couple of them. Kyle will be on a couple of them. But right now, JJ's going to host it, and he's probably going to take over hosting duties for a while. Every once in a while, he might not make it on, but he's going to take over.
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know. If you're busy, I'm sure, like, we'll still do another one. But I'm just saying, overall, you're going to be, like, the main host, like Jonathan was before you. We'll be out of this limbo now. So right now, we're going to do a top five. JJ's going to host. It's just me and JJ for this one. So
all right,
go ahead, take it up.
And what a good one to start with, because I've always wanted to do top five.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert's
well, you
like,
did one, right?
I did.
Okay.
But I've been like, Robert, I really want to get into top five. Like, this is by far my favorite podcast besides, you know, Doppel Avenue Hurt and others.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, all right, you could host it. And the first one we're doing is top five interesting conspiracy theories. And this is the best one to start with because I've been diving into conspiracy theories lately like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's do this. Like, let's roll.
And we kept it top five interesting conspiracies because later on we might do a top five funny conspiracy. I mean, we might do other ones too. I'm not huge into conspiracies like JJ, but I do find some of them interesting, even though I don't necessarily believe them, and that's why, like, the certain ones I came up with my top five, we'll talk about it, but that's the reason why I picked those.
Conspiracies are pretty crazy, too, because, like, I talk about conspiracies a lot, and a lot of my friends just think, you're crazy, and it's like, no, I don't believe in these conspiracies. I just like to talk about them. They're interesting, but some of these you can't even talk about without seeming a little weird, a little off the deep end. Like, you've leapt and it's over for you. There's no hope, which is fine by me because that's just the way I just don't care what other people think.
And I looked up, like, conspiracies. Like, I looked up a bunch of different lists, a bunch of different conspiracy theories. I already had some that I knew were going to make this list. But when I was doing my research, I mean, conspiracies go all the way from, like, you know, the JFK assassination to lizard people running the earth. I mean,
mirror lizard people, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ones. So I picked the ones that I found most interesting. And that's pretty much what we're doing.
Same with me. We have some honorable mentions, too. But without further ado, let's not keep you waiting too long. Let's start off this list. Top five conspiracies. Starting at the top, number five. Robert, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay, so my number five is Malaysia Flight 370, I think it was. basically, it's this airplane that was flying to Where was it flying to?
It was a Malaysia airliner.
It was in the Indian Ocean. It was going over the Indian Ocean, and it disappeared, basically. There was no, what do they call that? Not the recorder, but like the, there's no like distress signal or anything like that. And it kind of disappeared. They couldn't find debris for the longest time. I think they did find some debris recently because they've been searching and stuff. But for the longest time, they couldn't find any debris in the ocean. And they thought that that was weird because usually in crashes, you'll find at least some debris. They're check the flight pattern and everything like that. But for some reason, nothing. And I'm picking this one not because I think somebody bombed it or any of that kind of conspiracy. I've heard the conspiracy that aliens had something to do with it.
All right. Now, I actually don't know too much about this one. And I browse Reddit constantly. And this was on Reddit for months.
Right.
And I specifically ignored this topic because I just didn't, maybe I just didn't care enough about it. But all I know is that a plane went missing.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they couldn't find debris.
Right.
I saw all the alien alien posts. And even for me, it's a little ridiculous to believe that aliens took a certain flight that was in the Indian Ocean.
Right.
I did, now that you're mentioning it, I do remember certain theories. Mm-hmm. Like there were important people on that plane.
Right.
And it's possible that it was either
hijacked
or just destroyed because they wanted those people dead. There's mm-hmm. like a lot of theories on this.
Yeah, there could be multiple, solutions to figuring out like what happened to it. But I'm going with mostly the alien abduction conspiracy that's where the plane went. There actually was another Malaysia flight not too long after this one that ended up crash landing or something. And that led into other conspiracies on why these planes were disappearing or crashing. Yeah. And
life pro tip, don't take Malaysia Airlines.
Do not if you can't help it. Yeah, if you can help it, don't. Especially one that's going to maybe go over the Indian Ocean. But yeah, that's my number five. I don't have a lot to say about this one, but I liked it, and I remember it being such a huge news story, and I kept watching it, and the fact that they couldn't find debris was, like, interesting.
Robert, do you believe in aliens?
No.
So then you don't believe that aliens took MH370?
I do not. I think it just crashed somewhere, and they couldn't find debris.
It's a little weird, though, they can't find debris.
Apparently they have, though, found a couple pieces. So okay. The problem is they can't find the plane.
How about
the Indian Ocean's actually not that deep, though, either.
Is it really?
I don't believe it's...
ocean.
It's still probably deep, but it's not as deep as the Pacific or the Atlantic.
Mm. That is very interesting.
I believe. If I'm making this up, sorry. But I swear I read that
like
or heard that
like the Pacific
somewhere.
Ocean's like a mile deep and like the Indian Ocean's like, 1,000 feet. Yeah. It's like, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. But yeah, hey, that's my
we could
five.
Find the Titanic in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like... Yeah. That's kind of weird, but I don't know. Maybe they haven't been searching hard enough.
All right. Okay, so that's Robert's number five. We'll go into my number five. This one is... I'm just going to go out and say it.
Okay.
It's about cloning centers.
All right.
But I wanted to be more specific because it's like the conspiracy is that we have the global elite, whoever they are, have a cloning centers
mm-hmm.
where they clone humans. But I wanted it to be more specific, so I put specifically that Dave Chappelle, the comedian, was cloned.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I stumbled into this one day, and I like to like be careful about what I click on the internet.
Right.
Because I don't want to be on some list, the NSA, or some bullshit.
Like how to make a bomb.
I kept seeing this, though, in my recommended videos, like Dave Chappelle's a clone. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is stupid. So here it goes. Dave Chappelle went to Africa. Do you remember that?
He went crazy.
Well, that's what they said. He went like kind of like nuts and went to Africa.
Mm.
What was he doing there? I don't know. But what we do know is that before he went to Africa, he was talking a lot about like the Illuminati
mm-hmm.
and like stuff like that. And he specifically mentioned that he didn't like L.A. He didn't like Hollywood. That he lived out, I think it was Ohio or something. Mm. Like he just wanted a simpler life. And he would rather live in those cities and go anywhere near that.
Right.
Right. Disappeared for a couple years. He comes back. And like one of the interviews that he does is on David Letterman. And you see him and he looks different. Dave Chappelle, if you ever watched him, like you could watch him on a Jay Leno interview. He wears normal clothes,
mm-hmm.
like jeans and like, you know, regular shirt, little hat. He goes on David Letterman after this whole Africa skit, and he's got like a suit and like sunglasses on. It's totally unlike him. He's going to Hollywood. He's going to LA. He's doing all this stuff. He looks bulky, like big. Mm-hmm. He's just, and he's not. He doesn't use the same mannerisms. And this video goes like deep into it, and it's weird.
I came across one that said Beyonce being cloned. And I didn't read into it too much, but that was like one of the ones that I was like, really?
Well, this is the whole cloning conspiracy, is that B.O.B. talks a lot about this, because B.O.B. came out, you know, as the whole, he just went,
right.
He went really off the deep end with conspiracies.
Yep.
But he talks about these cloning centers where if you basically want the fame, if you want the fortune, you have to sell your soul, you know, to the devil, and you have to get cloned.
Right.
And that's like all, like there's a conspiracy that Miley Cyrus, she was cloned, or the real Miley Cyrus was killed.
Right.
And now that crazy Miley Cyrus, the one that, you know, she went from innocent to fucking putting her tongue out and wearing these provocative clothes. Mm-hmm. Like they're saying that's the clone. That's not the real Miley Cyrus.
It's a real invasion of the body snatchers kind of thing going
kind
on.
Kind of stuff like that. But it's like, first of all, why? Why? That's like my big thing.
That's what, I mean, child actors do just go crazy, and some people do go crazy too. I mean, Heath Ledger took too many pills, and like, you know, people go off the deep end just acting and stuff. So like, I don't know if I believe the whole cloning thing.
Well, these are conspiracies. Like,
right.
They're hard to believe in the first place. Like,
right.
We've cloned animals.
Well, they've talked about like cloning sheep and stuff. But
yeah. But like, they have the technology to clone a full human being with the same memories like that? Okay, come on. That's a little too much. But that's what they believe. This is a conspiracy.
Right.
It's all over the internet. You can look it up. And really, we don't want to argue too much about these conspiracies, but what we'd like to do is maybe spark your interest. You want to search it up. Like, look that up.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Nice. That is an interesting one. Now I'll go back and look at the Beyonce one. See what they said.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently, like, most of these celebrities
are just clones.
Are clones. it's all.
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Robert, number four.
All right. My number four, staying in the same realm of Malaysia Flight 370, I'm going with Area 51 for my number four. This one's a pretty obvious one. Basically, you know, they have a certain area in, what is it, Nevada or whatever.
Nevada or Arizona.
Arizona.
Some fucking desert that nobody wants to go to.
Yeah, it's just out there in the middle of nowhere. It's blocked off. And, you know, people say they do, like, nuclear testing and stuff over there. But a lot of people believe that they're actually, that's where, like, aliens have crash landed. And that's where people, you know, they did, like, the dissection of the alien. I think it was in, like, the 1970s. And they had the video footage of it. That ended up being fake, but a lot of people believe that there are those kind of things going on. You watch a movie like Independence Day, and it turned, like, they're saying, like, Area 51, that's where all the aliens are kept. Like, they're trying to house, like, these secrets. They don't want it getting out to the public. So, like, I don't believe that. I don't really believe. I believe that there is probably life other places. Like, I believe that. I don't believe there's all these aliens just falling to Earth, living in the desert, or, like, crash landing in the desert. All these people saying they've seen UFOs. I don't know if they're telling the truth, but Area 51's a different, like, it's an interesting conspiracy because they do, I mean, the government blocks it off. They have, like, there's that one video on YouTube.
Well, yeah, but this is my theory on it,
right.
On Area 51. Okay, because the government does experiments and tests. They have new, like, okay, they build a new airplane.
Right.
Let's look at the SR-71, the Blackbird, which is, like, it was kept in secret for a very long time, but because we didn't want our enemies to know about it. Mm-hmm. It was a very cool, fast, awesome plane.
Right.
So what I think what happens is, like, Area 51 is that site. It's that site for the Air Force to house new technology, to test it out, to do all this kind of stuff. And since it's so well-guarded and so secretive, that people just start making up reasons for why it's so secret.
Yeah.
You know, oh, there's aliens there. Sure, that's what you say. And then what's funny is that people will cite, they'll see, like, alien, they'll see, like, lights in the sky.
Right.
And it'll be, like, UFO.
But it's, it like, could just be, the, like, a stealth plane or whatever.
It could be the government just testing out something that's around that site. And it just, to me, that makes more sense than, oh, they're hiding the biggest secrets. But, I mean, if they were hiding alien secrets, that would be a good place to hide it.
Well, that's why I was going to say that YouTube video of, like, some lady wanting to go down the street, like it said, like nobody passed this sign, and she
Wait,
wanted to
street
go.
Near Area 51.
It was like near Area 51. It was like right outside Area 51. It was a road that went in there, and she's like, "I want to go that way." And the guy next to her, like he was in a car too. He's like, "No, no, no, you can't go that way. It stops here. Like you can't go past the sign." And she's like, "Nah, screw that," or something. I don't remember exactly how the video went, but I know she saw like a you see like a truck pull up to the top of this hill far away. And it's just watching him, and then like she just speeds past and like ends up going past that sign, and the truck just like just turns around, follows her down the road, and then the guy said like he doesn't know what happened to her, she just disappeared. But that also could just be she's getting arrested.
She's getting
for
arrested
going past
yeah.
that sign.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons, but yeah, I agree. Where I think it's maybe nuclear testing or bomb testing, and or like. You know, secret government weapons or something, you know, that they don't want enemies to find out. Not necessarily us, but other people.
Okay.
But that's my number four.
All right. Cool. Everybody knows about Area 51. Everybody likes that.
Yeah.
Like
love that
remember
arcade
that?
Shooter.
Yeah. Exactly yeah. what I was thinking about. Like, you got the arcade shooter. What was in the arcade shooter? Aliens.
Yeah. So.
Aliens. Arcade shooters don't lie.
And it was in Independence Day, so it could be real.
Exactly. All right, my number four, it's a pretty big one. Everybody's heard about it. It's nothing too interesting, I think, but it's still interesting if it's true. It's the Illuminati.
Right.
What are they? And it's basically like supposed to be a group, a secret organization that basically controls the world.
Right.
Through mass media, through movies, through music. And what their end goal, like nobody knows what their end goal is, but what they think it is like they're trying to make one global government. They're trying to have like mass mind control basically
mm-hmm.
on people. They get this idea because there are like five families that control the world basically.
Who?
I don't know.
Do you
like
know
Rothschilds
that? Oh, okay.
and
All right.
Rockefellers and bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, these...
The big families.
The white guys.
Yeah. Big, important, rich, white people.
Yep. That they control the world. They have these secret meetings. There's, you know, they have secret... Like, if you look at George Bush and some other presidents, they were part of the Skull and Bones, like, frat in college. And that's, like, super secret and... You know.
So wait, George Bush is part of this?
Oh, yeah.
Big family Illuminati?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bush family is definitely, like, well involved in this shit.
That's interesting.
Like, absolutely. Which, you know, I don't know. But, the whole thing is, like, they're trying to make a new world order. They're trying to make a one government world.
Right.
Where...
Evil, though? to control everything you said? Like a Big Brother situation? Or because
they just think it's going to be better? That's what everybody says.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work. But who knows? I mean, I know of the Illuminati. I love those memes where people just, like, put a triangle on, like, some picture.
Yeah.
And they're like, Illuminati.
But it's more than that. Because if what the Illuminati is supposed to be... is Satan worship, worshiping the devil.
Yeah.
That's the eye that you see is the eye of Horus.
Oh, yeah.
It's the all-seeing eye. And if you notice that, whenever you see the all-seeing eye, it always has like this kind of like illumination on the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of reflecting sun worship.
Right.
Where they worship, I don't know. It's crazy. It goes deep. You could read about this like all day long. Whether any of it is absolutely true or not is, you know.
Hearsay. Like, who knows? Who knows? I mean.
But they're like every artist. Like Jay-Z, he's a part of the Illuminati, you know.
But like, how is he a part? He's not. He's
Lady
black.
Gaga. She has always kind of that. She's always putting like her finger on her eye, you know. Like
and she's part of
circle.
It.
Oh, yeah. All the artists are a part of this secret organization, according to. These conspiracy theories.
I like how just like rich people are part of like they're either clones or part of the Illuminati.
It could be just because people hate rich people.
That's true. I think that's part of
it. You think that's it?
I think so.
Maybe it is.
And not necessarily hate them, but like they wonder like how did they really get that rich and they got that rich because of weird things.
Because they sold their soul.
Yeah. I don't know.
Actually, a lot of these artists do talk about selling their soul, which is really strange.
And scary.
But in the other, this is my theory on this all. It's that it's all, they do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. Not because it's real, but because they want people to buy more into it. They want people to watch more of what they do. It's like the whole Miley Cyrus thing. Okay, maybe she's not cloned.
Right.
But if maybe she went from not. Like total innocent to total crazy,
right.
Because it sells.
Yeah.
It sells.
That's
people
what I think
people
it
notice.
Is.
People talk about her all the time. People buy her album. They buy her music. They go to her concerts. And it's like, and that's what it's for. Even B.O.B. jumping off the deep end, people are just like, this is just a media ploy.
Yeah.
For him to get more attention for him. And it's like, and it's genius because it works.
I mean, a lot of celebrities have done it. Andy Kaufman and Joaquin Phoenix went off to do that. I mean, like, they all, like, everybody, people have to know that some of these are just, like, publicity stunts. And even if they're not, like, some people just do go crazy. I mean, some people, like, maybe all that rich, like, all that money, all that being famous and having the paparazzi follow you every single place, like, it just gets to you.
There's crazy poor people. They just don't have the money to be famous about.
Yeah, you don't hear about them all the time unless they're, like, robbing a convenience store.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, sorry, I have something stuck in my throat.
No, you're good. Number three.
On to number three, Robert.
All right. Number three for me is, it's a pretty big one. I put it on my list just because it's always been interesting to me ever since it happened, and it happened on September 11th, 2001.
What's that? I have no idea what you're referring to.
I will tell you what it's called. 9/11.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's its official name. 9/11.
You mean that place where I go buy my Slurpees?
Mm-hmm. Yep. 9/11. Open 9/11. Anyways, everybody's going to know what this is. It's one of the biggest.
But for the people who have been
attacks.
Living under a rock, yeah, like, please explain to us, Robert, what is 9/11?
9/11 is the date in 2001 when two planes flew into the World Trade Centers in New York. They were hijacked, and another plane flew into the Pentagon, and another one crashed in Pennsylvania, I believe, and they believed it was heading towards the White House. I think that's where they thought it was heading. But anyways, it was a huge terrorist attack, apparently planned by Osama bin Laden
dun, dun, dun.
To, you know, disrupt everything, and as a well-orchestrated plan, and that's, you know, and it killed thousands of people. Both trade centers fell under the fire and everything like that, crashed into them, and anyways, before we get hugely into it, I just want to say that,
this could turn into a debate, but
yeah, I know. We'll just gloss over some things, but I just want to say the conspiracy is that people believe it was an inside job, and that,
or so, that we allowed it to happen.
Either one, yeah. That we either allowed it to happen or it was an inside job, so that we could start a war, bring troops over to Iraq, Afghanistan. Well, first it was Afghanistan, then it was Iraq, and they think is
oh,
to
it
get oil.
It was never Afghanistan.
That's when they were searching for Osama. The whole thing was to find Osama and everything like that. And apparently, you know, while we're over there, all of a sudden it turns into a Iraqi freedom. And then after that, it was like, well, while we're over here, let's get some oil. And people are wondering, like, was it an inside job just so we had an excuse to go over there? I don't believe that that's the case. I believe that we definitely wanted a war. But I think politicians and stuff knew a long time ago that Al-Qaeda was going to be, like, a huge thing, and that they were going to eventually plan an attack. There's, like, video footage of, like, Ron Paul saying that, Bill Clinton saying that stuff, like, back in the 90s. They were saying it was going to become a huge terrorist group that was going to start doing
Ron
shit.
Ron Paul definitely talked about blowback from – but, I mean, you're over in their country for decades bombing them – being in their cities, being in their holy land, they hate us. They didn't like us.
Yeah.
So Ron Paul said there might be blowback from that. But specifically speaking about 9/11, anytime you hear about 9/11 and a conspiracy theorist talking about it, they always talk about the jet fuel can't melt steel beams theory, right? I just heard another one not too long ago, though. It's not even – they don't even go that far. They're just like, how did a plane – that's made of mostly aluminum, go through a building that has steel pillars all across it. Like, this thing went in one end, blew up, went out the other, and it's made of steel all around the outside.
Yeah.
So that was another one.
That's part of it.
And then you have the whole jet fuel thing. I think the most interesting thing about this theory, which really makes me question it all, because I don't want to question this. 9/11 sucked. We lost, like, I think 3,000 people in the towers died.
Yeah, it was close to Pearl Harbor, or over Pearl Harbor,
I think. It's fucking awful. There are people that were, like, jumping off of buildings and stuff. And I'm from New York, too. So, like, it really hit close to home. I remember talking to my dad, and my dad was very upset, especially with Muslims, too.
Right.
He was just upset, and he could smell the smoke from the buildings in Brooklyn. Yeah. It sucks that it happened, but what I question is, there's a building right next to it that fell. Mm-hmm. It's like Tower 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't hit by a plane and it fell. And it's like, why? Why did that one? That was weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
So it was smaller. It was a smaller building, but it was right next to the Twin Towers. And after they fell, it fell as well.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's that. Then there's also, how did a whole building made out of really sturdy material that's been there for, you know, decades just fall from fire to the top? Like, I know you can melt the top, but does it just create that butterfly effect, that chain reaction?
I mean, I don't know. I think that it's hard to say because this isn't something that happens all the time. So, like, seeing a plane crash into, like, a commercial airliner or whatever, crash into a building, I believe it probably could make it fall. I know you're on the other spectrum. Like, how does it do that? I can't really say one way or another. I've seen people melt steel beams to, like, try to prove it one way or another. I've seen, like, those YouTube videos, everything trying to prove it. I don't know. I don't think it was an inside job, but I do think we took advantage of the fact that we were now going over there. Yeah. And they were just like, while we're over here, Osama bin Laden's harder to find than we thought. Well, let's also just stay over here and get oil.
It goes deeper into that because everybody goes into this whole oil thing. But what people don't understand is that somebody has to make the guns. Somebody has to clothes.
They make money off of that shit, too.
And guess who is a big part of ownership? The Bush family. They own the big part of stock that from the gun manufacturers.
Yeah.
So it's really, a lot of the conspiracy theories are just saying it's just a way to take money from taxpayers. That's the easiest way to get money.
We spend a lot of money on war.
Holy crap, do we spend a lot of money on war. And if we're not in war, where does all that money go?
Right.
So that's the whole thing. We went to war. They owned stock. People got stupidly rich off of us going to war from making weapons, from making tanks, from making Humvees and all that kind of stuff. And now we left most of that shit there. They said that two-thirds of most of the Humvees that we made are now owned by ISIS. Like, they have them over there. Because we left the equipment because they said it was too expensive for us to take back. Nice. So we left the equipment in the bases. Now ISIS has control of it.
Well, didn't we fund a lot of the Al-Qaeda and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Before they were officially like Al-Qaeda, that we were helping them, like giving them weapons and stuff.
But I mean, there was some terrible shit going on over there. And I hate to say it, but when something that bad is going on, like supposedly Saddam Hussein was terrorizing his own people, like gassing his own
people.
But
that's like a
bullshit.
Weird thing, too. It turned into that. It was a turn into finding his weapons.
Well, first
of mass
it was
destruction.
Mass, first it was weapons of mass destruction, which for me it's like, what the fuck is a weapon of? Can't you just say nukes?
Yeah,
it obviously wasn't nukes, because if it was nukes, they would have said it. They just said weapons of mass destruction. Maybe they didn't know what is a weapon
it
of mass
been,
destruction.
I guess just anything that can blow up a lot of stuff. I guess I think that's what they're looking for. The problem is they never found those.
Some people say they never existed. Some people say they were destroyed in a process.
But not to get all political and stuff, like. Here's the thing is, like, I understand we're worried about that kind of stuff, but, like, who are we to really say what they can do?
Well, okay.
We do it. We build up nukes, and then we're just like, but you got Iranians, you guys, cool it.
Listen, I have a lot of American pride.
Yeah. Okay?
I love our flag.
Oh, yeah.
I love our country. We are the most morally okay country in the world. I'm sorry, but when there's a country that is threatening to destroy another one, America has been there time and time again to say, no, this shit needs to stop. When we fought for democracy to spread instead of communism around the world, we were doing it because we thought it would actually benefit people.
Right.
And same thing with Iraq. We wanted to establish a democracy over there. We wanted to establish a capitalist market so that way they can thrive. And if you look at the best example is South and North Korea.
Yeah.
Because when South Korea was in trouble, we went to their aid. We set up a democracy and capitalism over there. And now if you look at South Korea and North Korea from space, South Korea is lit up at night.
I know.
And North Korea is not
dark.
At all.
It's just
dark. And we know what's going on in North Korea. There's genocide. They're building nuclear weapons. There's all this kind of stuff.
So many rules. You have to have a certain haircut. You have to have a... It sucks.
And it's like that's... To me, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help... We're trying to help these countries, and it sucks because like people have to die for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Middle East they're fucked, man.
Oh, the Middle East they've been screwed up for a while.
Yeah, and so
a while
they need help, and they're not going to listen to us. What are you going to do? Talk to them? Go to the Middle East and tell them, hey, let's talk about maybe your woman shouldn't be not able to drive.
Right.
Like,
what are you
like
talking
that?
About?
I don't know.
Ridiculous. They shouldn't even ride a bike.
All right, this is getting crazy. We're
way political with this one.
All right.
You're number three.
All from 9/11.
Yep. Yeah, 9/11. There's a lot. That's a huge topic.
It is. You can talk about that for days.
Yeah.
All right. My number three. It's funny that we're talking about all this.
Yeah.
So, in looking up conspiracies in the last couple of days, just thinking about all this, I stumbled upon a video that said nuclear weapons aren't real.
Really?
So, the conspiracy is that nukes aren't real. They don't exist. That we don't possess a bomb that can destroy 15, 25-mile radius that can create a mass amount of radiation that you can't live in and all this kind of stuff, right? And it seems ridiculous. Like, even for me, like, I look up so many conspiracies, I'm like, that's kind of stupid. But one of the videos that they show, and I've seen it before, you ever seen this video where you're seeing a house and they're doing a nuclear test, and then you see, like, the wave from the nuclear bomb go hit the house, and it fucking gets obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
It gets destroyed. And then basically the question is, where the fuck is the camera? How come the camera's not getting destroyed? Like, the camera is showing an angle where it's closer to the bomb than the house, and it doesn't even move. The house gets fucking annihilated. The camera doesn't even move. And that's kind of like one of the things, like, if we can film a nuclear bomb, what the fuck is that? Then it goes like really deep to where.
What about Hiroshima and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's another thing. And if you look at video of Hiroshima, and this is one that got me, there's two cloud plumes, two mushroom clouds in Hiroshima, which is really strange. And what the guy basically said is that we never nuclear bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we firebombed them. Just like we firebombed Tokyo. And he shows a video of Tokyo being firebombed.
Right.
And then he shows a video of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it kind of looks similar. Then he shows another city that we firebombed like it was different, not even in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they look very similar.
Yeah.
And even though a nuclear bomb went off, people survived and they, went about building a new city in the same spot with all the radiation and... So
radiation's like scary though. But go ahead.
Yeah. Different. Well, that's another conspiracy. Is that
it's not
nuclear?
Real.
Yeah. There's all kinds. Listen,
stuff.
If you stay on the internet late at night, there's a lot of crazy.
Oh, the Holocaust I've heard isn't real, but
That I had this on my list, the Holocaust, but it was the first one I crossed out because I've done no research into it, and honestly, I don't want to do research into something like the Holocaust being fake.
Yeah, it's
because millions of Jews died
for that.
So where the fuck did all those Jews go if the Holocaust isn't real?
Plus, like, all the footage. We don't even have to get into that.
Yeah, we're not getting into that shit.
Right.
That nukes aren't
real.
A real thing. And what it's for, and these are all these conspiracies that I have kind of tie together.
Mm.
It's for mass control. If you think that this country, Russia, who is so evil, and they thought it were in the Cold War, Americans thought they were evil, trying to spread their communism and all that. If they possess weapons like this, then we need more money. We need more control.
Mm-hmm.
We need more power because we're here to defend you. You know, we need to make more weapons. So then we allow the government to have more control, more money, more all this stuff. You know?
Right.
to be able to defend. But that's the thing. There, people are saying that all those nuke videos from the old days are like they can be easily explained away.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I've never heard that one before. That's an interesting one. I don't know if I believe it. I'd have to do more research into it and stuff, but I've never heard it before, so it's hard to even
right?
say anything.
Exactly. It threw me off because, you know, you hear something like that, it's like, I believed in nukes my whole fucking life, and now you're saying they're not real? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, but I've seen video, and it goes and it shows all the video. And they mentioned that a bunch of dynamite can make a plume, a cloud, a mushroom cloud. They said if you stacked tons of dynamite together and just blew it up, it'd make a big fucking mushroom cloud.
Hmm.
Which is like,
that's
I don't
interesting.
Know. Do you guys have like a $2 million you can loan us?
Yeah.
So we can test this out.
Do a dynamite test.
We can see. I don't know.
Well, that, then that means that Indiana Jones could have survived that blast in a refrigerator. Maybe it wasn't a nuclear blast. It was just a
absolutely.
Dynamite blast.
I heard in Fallout there's like a little Easter egg where there's a refrigerator and there's like bones inside.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Anyway, that is number three. I think it's time for a break.
Yeah.
I think we should take a little break here. We'll get back and we'll discuss our top two conspiracies or interesting conspiracies.
Can't wait.
Two questions for you guys. My original, am I the only one? Then head on over to lootcrate.com/shark, and they want you to join them for their futuristic July as they celebrate some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science in the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek again. I guess they must have did it twice. Cool. They've included a model, a figure, and their monthly tee and pin. So what is Loot Crate, guys? Loot Crate is a service for $20 a month. You're going to get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and a hell of a lot more. You have usually until the 19th, 9 p.m. Pacific time to subscribe and receive that month's box. So if you guys like this future-themed box, you only have until the 19th of this month to get that box. And then after that, you're not getting it anymore. So if you're a big Rick and Morty fan, if you're a big Futurama or Star Trek fan, you may want to check out this month's box. And time is running out. Time is of the essence, guys. You can't fast forward to the future to get this box ever again. In fact, if you fast forward to the future, you're gonna fuck yourself because you're not gonna get your hands on this Loot Crate. So make sure you head on over to lootcrate.com/shark. Enter the promo code SharkDropper. You're gonna save yourself 10% off your first Loot Crate. And it's a $45 value in every crate. You're getting it for $20 a month, and you're gonna get it for even less than that by going to lootcrate.com/shark. You put in the promo code SharkDropper, and it's also gonna help us out. It's a lot of cool stuff. I really like the way that every Loot Crate was laid out, and it's a lot of neat, cool things in it. So if you're into all that kind of stuff, you want to save a little bit of money on it as well, lootcrate.com/shark, promo code SharkDropper.
And we're back. Top five most interesting conspiracies. Thank you for waiting.
Sticking around.
Sticking around with us. Hope you liked it so far. And we're going to go into our top two conspiracies. Yeah. Most interesting conspiracies that we think are interesting. I hope that you think them as well. So, Robert.
Yep.
Number two.
All right, my number two, I want to say, what was this, 2014, 15, maybe?
Oh, recently.
Was it last year? I don't remember. And it's school shootings have been a big thing. They're always in the news, everything like that. They're always talking about it. It sparks up gun debate. Huge, huge thing. And
Especially when children
are involved, and in this conspiracy, there are children involved, and that's the one based around Sandy Hook Elementary.
I heard about this one.
Which was one teacher and I forget how many students were shot by a guy. Was he autistic? No, he wasn't autistic.
He was mentally challenged.
He was mentally challenged. And he
like
took,
most of these shooters are.
And apparently he took the guns from his mother's house. His mother owned the guns. He didn't. He took them in there. He walked around. Apparently, it was a semi-automatic rifle, but then they kind of changed that later on. They couldn't get their story straight, and I think that kind of led to the conspiracy. When they were coming out with all the details on what happened at this school, the school shooting, people started coming up with like these conspiracies because the sheriff and everybody who was talking about the school shooting, they never had all the facts. And I think that's one of the biggest things that like help aid conspiracies.
But what's the actual conspiracy?
The conspiracy is that this never happened. The whole thing didn't happen.
The whole thing.
That's the conspiracy.
The whole Sandy Hook that was on TV for days.
Yeah. They said it didn't happen.
So what were they filming? What happened?
That's the thing is a lot of it, they say if you look on a map, it doesn't show the right areas that they said that he came in. They say that, and I don't know all the facts of how they know or how they conspiracy theorists believe that it wasn't real, but there was one guy who was a college professor that came out and said it, and he said that it was just all a ploy for Obama to get the gun debate sparked up again.
Oh, and they did do that,
and it
definitely.
But that always happens.
When kids are involved, yeah.
And it happens really at any kind of huge mass shooting. So then when kids got involved, that's when Obama came out, and he actually, I think he cried and was just like, you know, this is our children. And
crocodile
stuff,
tears.
Maybe. But he's
or
like
lizard people tears.
Ooh, now that's a conspiracy. But yeah, it's an interesting one because people are saying that they couldn't interview any of the parents, and like the parents that they did talk to that didn't really talk about their children or anything like that. Their children were okay, but I did see footage of like parents going, you know, doing these interviews and saying, like, yeah, my kid was shot. There was one guy, I think he said his child was shot, but he still believed that, like, guns should be everywhere, that there should have been guns on campus to help fight this. So, like, I don't know where they're getting all this, but that one professor who came out with it, a lot of people started backing him and thinking, like, yeah, maybe this is just a gun debate being brought up because of this whole shooting, but it actually didn't happen.
Okay, so, man, this one's so weird. How could something that was on TV
that we caught
the shooter?
Yeah.
How could all that, like, that just, that blows my mind.
Like, people are dead. Like, kids are dead.
Well, but that's the thing. How could this be even remotely a conspiracy if we can just, you know, talk to the kids' parents?
I mean, maybe they're saying
they're
actors.
We just know that they exist. Like, holy shit.
Some people in the beginning were saying Sandy Hook wasn't even a school. They're saying it wasn't even there. And I think, and I'm going to look it up right now while we keep talking, I believe when it happened, people brought up The Dark Knight Rises. It was either The Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises with Christopher Nolan, and said that Sandy Hook Elementary is like mentioned in the movie. And that there's something about it. Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now.
Oh, dude, look that shit up.
There's like
I
a conspiracy. Sandy, let's see.
Yeah, because like that's just weird. Like, wouldn't it be okay? Here's a problem with this conspiracy that I see so far, because I barely looked into this.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be a little strange, like 9/11 being an inside job? Okay, so if the government killed 3,000 people, wouldn't they just really hire some crazy person to shoot up children? If they really want to get their point across, I mean, if we saw dead children's bodies, like, yeah, the gun debate would probably be fired off too. So why would you fake it?
Right.
If you're that evil. If you're that evil to say children died.
Right. Why would you fake the whole thing?
Why would you fake the whole thing and have it risked being... Okay, so it's like, all right, let's say you're in some big government conspiracy, you know, building, all right? It's like, okay, guys, hey, we need to get the gun debate on topic. yeah. We need to get them to talk about it. Okay, what if we do a school shooting? No, we did that. We did Columbine. Didn't work. They still love their guns. All right, okay. What if it were an elementary school? Okay, all right. Children, oh, man, this is deep. This is dark. This is bad. Mm. We can't let kids die. Okay. We'll fake it. What do you mean? Nobody will die. It's even a fake school. And we'll have it nationally televised so everybody can see every single moment of what we're doing this entire time. Well, wouldn't people want to know, like, you know, the parents and all that kind of stuff? Eh, they'll probably just believe it if we put it on him. It just doesn't make sense. There's too much. There's too much shit. It's like, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. And if it doesn't make sense in my life, I've noticed if something doesn't make sense, a story is probably not true.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's why I find this one interesting. I don't believe it, but I just pulled up the image for Sandy Hook where it says Strike Zone 1 in Dark Knight Rises, and there's Sandy Hook here. It was on the map when, like, I think this is the part where Jim Gordon and a couple of the other cops were trying to stop, like,
dude,
these
trucks. Can't be real. Is this real?
This is real, yeah. Sandy Hook. Somebody even said that Aurora, which was the movie shooting during Dark Knight Rises, is actually in the movie, but I'm not
Aurora?
Positive. Yeah. Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
That was where the
dude, I'm looking at what you're seeing right now. What we're seeing is Google, and it's showing that scene. And it's showing Sandy Hook being written on the on a map where there's like walkie talkies in a scene in Dark Knight. I want to watch that movie. I want to watch that scene because if that's true,
yeah,
that's fucking weird.
That's weird.
That's weird. Why the fuck? Wait, out of all maps that you can pull up of the U.S. and you know what you're doing, you pull up a map that says Sandy Hook with a strike zone circled on it, right? And that's before the Sandy Hook shooting. That's the kind of shit that these conspiracy theorists are talking about with the Illuminati,
yeah.
That they hide in plain sight, that they will show you this type of shit to kind of mock you, to like say, hey, look, let's put this Sandy Hook shit in a movie, and still people won't fucking believe it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People still just believe everything we say because they're stupid and they're dumb.
Right.
So if that is real, that's a little creepy.
Well,
coincidence?
I'm going to read this. It's just a two-paragraph thing real quick. It's about the insane, this is the title, the insane Sandy Hook conspiracy theories that are already flooding Facebook and Twitter. This was in, it says December. When did Sandy Hook happen? 12?
I honestly don't remember.
Because this said it was posted on in 2012, but that can't be right. I don't know. Maybe it is. I'll have to look it up. Anyways, it says that if you've been reading about this Facebook stuff, the Newtown shooter, which was the Sandy Hook shooter, Adam Lanza's father, was a key witness in a congressional hearing about a banking scandal.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And it says the same thing about the Batman theater shooter, who was I forget his name. It says James Holmes. So Adam Lanza and James Holmes's fathers were both scheduled to testify in the Lieber banking scandal hearings.
Holy shit.
So it's saying that both of these were testifying in the U.S. Senate hearings about the Lieber scandal. So they both have like this common denominator, and then these shootings happen. I don't know what the purpose of that would be in the sense of them having fathers that were...
Well, listen, if both school shooters had, or both shooters had fathers who were about to testify, and their sons, like, go and kill a bunch of people.
Wouldn't that make it worse?
It breaks down their character. Your son killed a bunch of people, like, you know, a bunch of kids, and takes attention off of them. I don't know.
It still seems there has to be more to it than that,
though. It's fucking weird.
That is, if it's true, I don't know if this is true. This is what I'm just reading on this one website.
One website.
So I don't want to say
on
it's
the interwebs.
True, but these are like the conspiracies that I
this
read when
Gawker.
I was looking up. I have no
Fuck
idea.
It's Gawker.
Gawker.com.
Yeah. Isn't that the one that did the, what is it? The Hulk Hogan?
Was it?
Yeah. Dude, I've seen Hulk Hogan in Florida. I see him all the time.
Yeah. Well, he has
like
that.
Like
Hogan's,
in Best Buy and shit.
He has that bar or whatever. I'm trying to, let me just find out when the school shooting happened. Sandy Hook. It was 2012.
Hmm.
December 14th, 2012. Huh.
I'm gonna look that Sandy Hook stuff. That's so
It's really
it's
weird.
It's so fucking wild. Like how do you hide something that's so obviously fake? All we gotta do is interview one single parent that shows us children, their child that was growing up and is no longer. Like
It's interesting. That's why I put it on my list. I don't necessarily believe it.
You're
gonna
fake all
funny.
The funerals for these kids too? Like I don't know.
I
like conspiracy theories, but that one's hard to swallow.
Yep.
All right, let's go to my number, my number two, which is probably your... I didn't hear it on your list yet, which is weird.
I'd say.
This is a big one. This one has got me on an emotional roller coaster over years. It's the moon landing. Mm-hmm. We all know the moon landing one, of course, that it's fake, that it's not real. Now, I remember growing up and, you know, thinking that it was fake, and then I watched the Mythbusters episode where they tried to fake the moon landing themselves, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't fucking do it. Like, they tried. They tried, you know, slow-speed cameras. They tried being on pulleys. They tried to fake the whole gravity thing and walking around.
Right.
And they couldn't do it, and they tested all this kind of stuff, and they, like, one of the conspiracy theories is that there's different shadows on the moon in the photos that's showing that there's two sources of light, not only the sun. But then they made one light source in their studio, and they showed that it can be done with just manipulation of, you know, the way the terrain is. So I was like, okay, you know, I feel bad for not believing, you know, this is real the whole time, whatever. But recently, I've been looking this stuff up again, and it's like, moon landing is a little weird. It's a little strange. It was at a time where the space race was happening.
Yeah.
The Russians were beating us.
Trying, yeah.
And I learned about this. Like, the Russians were destroying us. They already sent people to outer space. They already launched satellites. They've done a lot more than what we did, you know. And here is the United States all of a sudden like, all right, well, fuck that. We're going to trump all that, and we're going to send somebody to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did.
I mean, yeah, I believe we did go to the moon. I know this is a huge one. I love seeing those conspiracies of, you know, Stanley Kubrick being the one that filmed the moon landing.
And that's some interesting shit. That movie, The Shining.
The Shining, they tie in a lot of stuff.
All the clues that are in The Shining, like...
Like the bear doll, like the dolls, the bears that had to tie in with some stuff. I know the rug, the carpeting on the rug and the way Danny plays with the trucks on the carpet. He wears a rocket shirt at one point. There's a lot of different things that they tie into it.
All kinds of stuff.
I love hearing that stuff. I don't believe it, but I do find it interesting.
Well, one of the interesting things about the moon landing for me and why I believe we probably never went, there's something called the Van Allen belts. And if you've never heard of this, you can Google it. It's very simple. Earth has a magnetic field. And the magnetic field creates an amount of radiation. We know there's radiation in space, but these Van Allen belts are specifically high levels of radiation, like extremely high levels of radiation, to the point where NASA said, hey, we have to figure out how to get past the Van Allen belts if we're going to go to space again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But yet we sent, you know, what, 13, 14 missions into space in these tin can spaceships. And everybody that went is completely fine. They lived up, you know, they lived old ages till they're like 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's wrong with them. It's right. Like, so what the fuck are the Van Allen belts? And why are you telling us that you need to figure out a way to get past them? Why are we now testing lead spaceships and stuff like that to get past these Van Allen belts? Like, and why haven't we been back to the moon? That's another one that's always weird. And people are like, well, there's nothing there. So what? You know, the only footage we have of the moon. Oh, there was there's so much about this. Like, I've been looking up. First of all, how many pictures they took? They show how many pictures they take, and basically, we have an amount of time they were on the moon to take pictures, and they would have to take like two pictures every minute, some ridiculous amount of time, and like all they would be doing is taking pictures the entire time.
Wait, for what? Why were they
taking pictures?
Why?
You know, they had a camera up
there. Right.
So they took pictures.
Yeah. Makes sense. Why did they have to take that many pictures?
Well, they took a lot. Like, you can look up now. You can go to NASA's website. You can see all the pictures of the moon landing.
Oh, okay.
But the amount of pictures there are and the time they spent up there means they'd have their camera out the entire time just taking picture after picture after picture. And almost all the pictures are perfect. None that are, like, blurry.
What about videos and stuff? I pulled up on YouTube. I remember my teacher showing this to me a long time ago, is astronauts tripping on the surface of the moon because of the gravity and everything like that.
Way they get pulled up, it looks like it's on a pulley string system?
No. They have a hard time. I'm going to mute it. But watch. Like, when they try to walk on the moon, if this is the right video, they actually have a hard time because it's really hard to kind of, you'll see them, they actually like trip and you kind of have to bounce and they actually like kind of like, look how light he looks.
Or then, he's on a pulley string system.
Maybe, but all of them,
I mean,
like,
in all reality, if he is on a pulley string system, that it looks just like that.
It would. But this
is the real video that I'm thinking about, when he does trip and he gets back up, it's really weird the way he gets back up.
It might be this video. I just know that this isn't the video that I watched a long time ago, but it is like...
If they really did go to the moon, dude, I want to go to the moon. That looks like fun.
Yeah,
okay,
but look,
so he astronaut trips. Falls down.
It's a bunch of astronauts falling out. See, like, it's all of them, like... See? He, like, bounces back
man,
up.
That's just so... That looks so fake. It looks so fake.
I don't know, man.
It looks so fake.
You don't know. It's completely different atmosphere, everything.
It looks like they're just on, like, there's some strings attached to them, and they're, like, bouncing around.
Look at how... expansive that whole area is. I don't know.
Oh, another thing they talked about is you know how they show the Earth from the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Earth is 4 times bigger than the moon.
Right.
And the Earth rise from the moon looks like it's the size of the moon from Earth. The Earth should be humongous.
Right.
It should be a huge Earth. And it's not, when you look at pictures of the Earth from the moon that they take, it looks like just like the moon or something. It's not big at all.
I mean, I don't know too much about that, so I can't argue any which way.
Anyway, that's the, you know, we all know the moon landing hoax or the theories around it. Why can't we just go back? Why can't we go back?
I think it's a money issue. Weren't they cutting funding?
Why don't they had the technology? They said that the technology is, we have more technology in our phones.
Oh yeah.
Than we did. So why can't we just make the exact same technology that we did back then?
Well, because it probably wasn't that good. It probably wasn't that good to do it. It's like when we had a train. We don't do trains anymore.
13 times.
Yeah, but we don't really do trains anymore for travel. I mean, it's all cars and planes and stuff. I mean, you evolve and you build new stuff like.
That doesn't mean we can't build another train.
No. I think you can build another train.
There are trains for travel now.
But I think, like a speedway or like a monorail system is more just, it suits us more now than an old coal train. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
I would love for them to go back to the moon. You know what? Honestly, I'd love to be wrong about this theory. This is the one theory I wish I was completely, just utterly wrong about. Because out of my top 5, it's the only one I truly believe in.
Really,
and I want to be proved wrong so badly.
Well,
because like
maybe
I want to go to the moon. I want to go to the fucking moon. I think it'd be awesome if I was ever a millionaire. I'd be like, bitch, send me to the moon.
Really,
like let's make a spaceship. Let's go to the fucking moon.
I wouldn't want to go to the moon.
Why don't you want to? What?
Because you can't live on the moon.
Who
you have to
fuck
come back.
If you can live on the moon? I want to just be there.
But what if you don't get to come back? What if your ship crashes or some shit?
No, we have way better technology than we did back in the 60s.
But things can still happen.
Sake. No, we're better than that.
Yeah. Accidents don't happen in this hypothetical.
No. Dude, you want to hear a crazy thing really quick?
Go ahead.
Oh, God, this is 55 minutes.
I know.
Okay, really crazy. You know the Challenger disaster?
Yeah. It exploded on launch.
If you're listening to this, just fucking look up Challenger disaster astronauts survived.
Why?
Every single one of those people are living. Yeah, I'm not making this shit up. Look it up. Mm-hmm. You'll see it. There's some that are like teachers, but they're there. You have pictures of them. And they all have, like, one is, like, the twin brother of the astronaut. The other is, like, a sister. But they look exactly the same. They're all alive and well. Look that shit up. Challenger disaster, astronaut survive.
That's a conspiracy, then.
Yep. Anyway, all right, we're going to our number one conspiracy theories. What? Robert is your number one.
Well, we don't have to talk about it too much because we just did. It was your number two. It's the moon landing.
We need to start comparing lists.
Nah, I'm okay with it. I like that there's some crossover because this one's my number one. I do believe that we landed on the moon. I do believe that that's all true. But I do find it interesting when people do bring up, you know, the fact that maybe we didn't, or bring up other data that shows that we didn't, or like the Stanley Kubrick movie, Room 127 or whatever it was called, that was a documentary on The Shining and everybody's interpretation of that movie, because The Shining is such a crazy movie and like everybody interprets it differently. There was one segment where this guy interpreted it to be like Stanley Kubrick trying to tell people about the moon landing and how it was fake, because the rumor has it that he directed the moon landing. So I don't know. I don't believe it personally. I think we have been on the moon, but I do find it an interesting concept, as we just talked about.
Yeah. Man, like I said, this is the one that gets to me the most out of all conspiracies, because it just doesn't, a lot of shit just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make sense, it's probably not true. All right. I guess we could go right past that then. I'm sorry brush off your number one.
Nope, that's okay. We talked about it.
Okay, my number one theory is literally all I've been researching for a while now, because this one is weird. This is the mother of all conspiracies, okay? If this conspiracy is true, then every single other conspiracy is true. When I say that, I mean the nukes aren't real, the Illuminati, 9/11, moon landing, the cloning centers, JFK assassination, aliens and government hiding them, chemtrails, Holocaust, Titanic, fucking everything. It doesn't matter. Yeah. This is the mother of all conspiracies, okay? This one is also the craziest one. You can't talk about this one around people.
Yeah.
You can't do it. They will get angry. They will get upset. They'll call you crazy. They'll call you stupid. I've seen it. People at my work think I'm fucking nuts. And they think I believe this, but I don't. But I really like to talk about it.
Right.
It's the flat earth theory.
Mm-hmm.
The theory that the earth is not a sphere, not a ball, but is indeed flat.
Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Even when I mentioned it, you just see the way Robert looks.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because it's so true. Like, this is the reaction I get. Because, and maybe I get this reaction because it's crazy.
Right.
Because we know the Earth is a globe, because we've fucking seen it from space. So this is the reaction I get. But why is this movement growing? Why are more people believing in it? Why are there even flat earth theorists? I think if any theory is easy to disprove, this would be the easiest one.
Right.
But yet there's thousands of people that believe it.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I think it's bupkis. I think it's not true. B.O.B. was like one of the ones that just kind of put it out on Twitter. Kept like forcing it, trying to like tell everyone about it.
He has made some really good songs, though.
I'm okay with it.
You should listen to his songs about like flat earth and stuff. They're fucking catchy as shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard those, but I've heard some of his stuff. It's okay. But I find it really weird and kind of ridiculous, but like, I don't know, you and I talked about it outside of the podcast like a few times, and I get that there's like a lot of people who believe it to be true.
Well, but why? My thing is, why do these people even have fucking grounds to talk about it? The Earth is a fucking globe. This should be the easiest disproved theory out of all of them, but yet they have good questions. They have good questions. They have great questions. They have the best questions.
I don't know about that.
A little Donald Trump for you there.
Yeah. I don't know about that. The whole thing was that, you know, back in the day, people thought the Earth was flat. Then we learned that it wasn't flat. It was a globe. Mm-hmm. That's why you could travel around the world in a circle.
By Freemasons.
Right.
Yeah. So basically the flat Earth theory is this. Okay. The Earth is not a spinning globe.
Mm-hmm.
That is flat. But it's more than that. It's more than that, because you can't just say the Earth is flat. Because when you say the Earth is flat, what people automatically think about is like water falling off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go to the edge, you fall off. No. That's not flat Earth theory. That's crazy mythological shit.
Right.
The flat Earth theory is way and more involved than that. There is a fucking dome above our heads. This is what they believe, okay? Antarctica surrounds the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, you know, huge 100-foot ice wall that surrounds the entire planet. And that's how the water doesn't escape or whatever.
Right.
But not only that, but that there's a dome that goes above their heads. When you look up and you're looking at the stars, you're not looking into the universe. You're looking into the fucking firmament, the dome that's above our heads. The sun and the moon are not 93, you know, the sun's not 93 million miles away. It's 1,000 miles away or however many thousand miles away.
Right.
And the moon is also similar to that. They circle the Earth, where the Earth is immovable. It's it's stationary.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun and the moon rotate around it.
What's under the Earth then? It's flat.
We don't know. They don't know.
And it sounds like the ending of like Men in Black, yeah, where it's like just crazy marbles and like people playing.
Here's
aliens.
The crazy thing. So there's a lot of flat Earth theorists out there, but they don't like to be called flat Earth theorists,
right?
For obvious reasons, because they're, you know, could be considered crazy.
Yeah.
But they all kind of talk about one thing. And the one thing that they talk about is they don't know what shape the Earth is.
What do you mean?
Just all agree that it's not a sphere. It's not a ball. Some have said it is a circle, like kind of like a pizza pie.
Mm-hmm.
And like South America and Australia on opposite sides of the pizza pie and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Some have said it's a bowl, like literally like a bowl shape. Others, this one guy, fucking crazy. This guy, I listened to this whole hour and 30 minute long speech about flat Earth, and he had the best points I've ever heard anybody talk about flat Earth, right? And then when he finally revealed what he thinks the Earth looks like, I was like, this guy's fucking nuts. Like, he's crazy. He thinks that the Earth, you know the map that you usually see of the Earth, where it's just, you know,
like a rectangle. Like,
yeah, it's like a rectangle, and you have the United States on the left and, you know, Russia on the right. Yeah. He thinks that's how it looks. He thinks that's the Earth. And then it's like when the sun goes from east to west, it just appears again on the west, and it does it. It doesn't like rotate around. It just appears.
It's
like
goes across
an infinite loop.
But then when you fly from one end to the other, like when
you just appear on the other end. This I'm telling you, this whole, I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Like, this is nuts. But there's a lot of interesting, it's not all crazy.
Right.
It's not all, hey, I believe the Earth is flat and I'm a crazy lunatic. They ask questions like, why is the horizon flat? Why is the horizon flat at ground level? Why is it flat if you go on a plane and go 30,000 feet? Why is it flat when you go 120,000 feet? Why does the horizon never sink down? Because if you're on a ball and you go up above the ball, eventually you have to look down to see the horizon, right? Because it circles.
Right.
And we haven't been high enough where we see that yet. And it's like, why does that happen? Sun rays. That sun rays are all triangular. If the sun is 93 million miles away, why do all sun rays look like they point to one point in the sky? They're all triangular. There's never a sun ray that doesn't lead to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They all go right directly to the sun.
Right.
You know? All kinds of crazy. Man, like this theory goes deep. You could watch videos for hours on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't believe the Earth is flat, but I think it's the most interesting. If we're talking about top five interesting conspiracies, this is it. This is the mother load. Because if the Earth is flat, think about this. If it really is flat,
yeah,
we've been lied to.
Maybe they just didn't know.
What do you mean they didn't know? NASA says they've been in space.
Maybe they have been in space.
What?
Maybe they have been in space.
Yeah. How would they know?
It's flat up there.
No, but they said they went to the moon.
Oh, you're saying because of the dome.
That's
thing.
The thing. If they've been to the moon and they turned the camera around and showed us a spinning Earth globe.
Yeah.
And then, but the Earth is actually flat. Then that means they were lying, that they faked it all.
Yeah.
And if they're lying about this all, what else? What else is a lie? Gravity?
Maybe.
Evolution?
Gravity.
And that's the and this goes really deep into religion as well.
Mm.
What a lot of these flat Earth theorists believe, and even some that are atheists, what they really say is that it's a conspiracy against God. It's all one giant conspiracy. It's the devil telling his lies. And we know that the devil is the father of lies.
Yeah.
And that he has convinced the world what he wants them to believe. that you're just a little speck of dust in this giant fucking universe, that you don't matter.
Right.
None of us matter at all, you know. When in fact, we're the center of the universe. We're the sun, everything circles around us.
Mm-hmm.
And all the whole flat earth, the whole Illuminati, is all sun worship. It's all heliocentrism, you know, and the sun being, you know, the devil.
Really? The sun's the devil?
No, I don't know. They worship the sun. I don't know. Apollo.
Something like that.
It goes deep into that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's just an interesting fucking theory.
Right.
If you're listening to this and you're like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard and it's stupid and I want to stop listening right now.
Well, you're in luck because it's over pretty much. We're done.
It's over. Honorable mentions.
I only got like three. I have JFK. I almost put that on my list. There's a lot of just different conspiracies with JFK. Chemtrails, you mentioned, and then also New Coke, because a lot of people thought that was a conspiracy, that Coke released a New Coke to...
Dude, that's not a conspiracy. That shit happened.
Yeah, I don't know,
that
man.
Shit happened.
I don't
that's
know.
Not a conspiracy. They made New Coke...
To be shitty on purpose.
To be shitty on purpose, yeah. So that way they could sell more Coke. It's
I want to try New Coke.
It's a normal marketing strategy.
I never tried New Coke. I want to try New Coke.
You can't try New Coke.
I know, but I want to try it. I want to see how shitty it was.
You can go back in time.
I really don't even like regular Coke, but...
I just saw you drinking a Coke.
No, that's not a Coke.
What
it's
was
Fanta.
It?
Fanta.
Well, it's fucking red like a Coke.
Wow, it's strawberry
Who
Fanta.
Who the hell drinks Fanta?
I do now.
What are you, ICP loving?
I like... No, that's Faygo.
Oh, yes.
Almost the same.
All right, my honorable mentions, chemtrails.
Yep.
Chemtrails are very interesting.
Yeah.
I'd never, okay, but I thought chemtrails were the most ridiculous thing, like kind of like flat earth theory.
Yeah.
Until I actually looked it up and I was like, okay, these guys make some weird points. And that's the thing. If somebody that believes in the flat earth, that believes in chemtrails, can ask these questions, that's all they're doing. All they're doing is asking questions. And we can't answer them. Why can't we answer them?
Right.
That's what we really should be thinking. Who can answer them? Why can't we answer them, and what can we do to shut it down? I think the easiest thing for the flat Earth is just send a satellite into outer space and turn it around and see the Earth spinning globe.
Rotate.
But they don't have
But that. Doesn't the satellite have to orbit the globe?
Well, you can send a satellite far enough. Listen, we've sent a satellite to fucking Pluto. We can send a satellite far enough to just watch the Earth spin for a while. Okay?
True.
9/11. That was my honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceutical companies having a cure
to
diseases, but there's more money in the medicine.
That might be true, too.
Man, that shit makes sense. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? These guys do research. All they do is they pay these scientists to do research. And if they ever found a cure, you think they'd give it to us?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. They gave us polio.
I mean, they've given us cures for a lot of things. The problem is that the more technology, the more things we use, whether it's food-related or, you know, pharmaceuticals, it doesn't matter. Like, we're always going to have something new pop up. Like, there's always some kind of new disease with whatever happens. I mean, like, you know, when we first came to America, you know, we brought disease to the Indians that they never experienced those diseases. I mean, there's always going to be something new. So, like, I feel like they could cure stuff. The big one is cancer. Like, do they have a cure for cancer, and are they just kind of because...
Diabetes, too. Diabetes is another huge one they believe that we have a cure for.
I mean, yeah, who knows? Everything's about money, so it could be.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
So that would be the end of our podcast. Robert, do you have any information you want to tell about Shark Dropper, maybe?
Yeah, I'll plug some stuff real quick. Basically, just go to sharkdropper.com. We got all of our podcasts on there. We got the top five podcasts. We got movies, films, and flicks, Word of the Bay, Snubbed, the Shark Dropper podcast. Then we got our fictional podcast, Stop Loving You Hurt, which JJ here voices Paul Wendt on.
Paul Wendt.
Yeah. Season 3 is going to be coming out within a few months, I think. And then we got Paralyzed. JJ also voices a character on that. That's our horror fiction. And then a couple other fictions. That's JJ burps into the mic. We got a couple other fictional podcasts. And also go to Patreon. And if you want to just donate just $1 a month, that's $12 a year. You can help us out greatly. We're trying to get more downloads.
It's 12 whole dollars.
12 whole dollars in a year. 1 year. And you can help us out greatly. $1 a month. That's it. And you'll get exclusive content on there. We got some like bonus podcast stuff on there. Definitely check it out. We're going to be uploading more on there too. So like I said before, we're trying something new with the top five because we've had so many hosts and stuff ever since we kind of mixed it up. So yeah, I guess JJ is going to start taking over hosting duties for most of them. Most of them you're going to be
on. And if you guys have any like ideas, comments, ways you want to make it better, what we want to discuss, like just reach out to us. You know, we
email
have a Facebook
us,
group, we have IG.
Facebook, yeah.
We have all these ways that you can discuss it with us.
Yeah, sharkdropper@gmail.com. Email us there. And just let us know. We started doing polls on Twitter too. Like some people were voting for that. So yeah, we'll figure out what the next one's going to be. We're not sure yet, and we'll just keep releasing them. See how it goes.
Awesome. Okay, and I just want to say one last thing.
Yep.
I've seen Robert, Jonathan, I've seen them work on these podcasts. They do a lot of work. And they're awesome. They do it for you guys. They do it because they love the content and they want you to hear. If you can't donate through Patreon because, you know, you're in financial struggle or whatever, dude, we totally understand that. But just give our stuff at least a listen. Give it a try.
Or rate and review it. That's
rate,
it.
Rate
that
and
helps
review
us out
it.
Too.
Comment. Any way that you can support just a couple of guys that spend a lot of their time outside of their normal jobs making content for you, it would be super appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. All
right. And that concludes the end of this podcast. I hope you liked it. We'll tune in for next week for our next top five. We don't know the exact topic yet, do we?
No.
All right. So it'll be a surprise.
We'll figure out something. Cool.
Take care.
See ya.